You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number two of Mino and the Mayor, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM, WISS. The Civic Media app, which is worldwide, and 1590 AM and 1100 AM here on a beautiful Wednesday morning. It's Wednesday, right?
All day.
All right. Wednesday morning. That was a dad thing. All day.
Lori was listening on the way in. She goes, yeah.
I'd ask if somebody would die. And for 100 years, my dad would always say, and I'd say, what did he die of? He'd go, he stopped breathing. It's like dad jokes will never go away. Hi, Lori.
Lori.
Hi.
Lori Butts.
Welcome to our world.
Thanks.
I was reading about you. Obviously, everybody knows your company, Capital
Lori
Credit Union.
Lori is president and CEO of Capital Credit Union.
And the reason Lori's on here, not just because they're such a great community bank or credit union, I guess, you received an award that I wish more people would get. I got to be honest with you. It's the Platinum Certified Employee-Friendly Workplace. And getting good employees is, when I talk to businesses, number one, it's employees. Mm-hmm. And we talk about brain drain. We talk about retention of employees. We talk about dealing with...
Would you hire me?
No. We talk about... I'd hire Lori, though. But Lori, we talk about...
Would you hire your intern with a goatee?
Probably.
All right. Would you hire Todd?
Yes.
Wow. I don't feel like the odd man out here, Lori. It's a little awkward.
But Lori, when we talk to them, and Johnny and I both have kids in their 28, 29, 30, 31 that are, you know, the people that I think you're kind of looking for. And their needs and wants are different than when Johnny and I were 28, 29, 30, 31. And you've addressed that. Tell us, deserve the award, but tell us your workplace.
Yeah.
It's flexible. So,
how do you do it?
You know.
Because it sounds easier than it is.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Let's be honest.
It's really difficult. I mean, what's great about it, though, is, you know, I came up through HR and organizational development. So my focus on people and, you know, really listening to what people's needs are.
Right.
And, you know, I think we can all say you want to have fun, right? You guys have a lot of fun in your job. We want to have fun at work, too. But we're a financial institution. I grew up in finance and insurance and investments, and that can be pretty serious, not so fun. So
that's what I mean. If you want a pizza plate, we're going to have fun here making pizzas, everybody.
Right.
How
do
we incorporate that into our workplace?
Yeah, so we just, we pursued this award, and it has a number of different categories. Flexibility, the time off, benefits, everything that you can imagine that would go into a friendly workplace. And we started to test different benefits. And just this last year, we implemented new benefits that I would have never in my, history of HR experience thought about. But we have pet bereavement, pet insurance. We have 10 holidays, that paid holidays. You know, back in the day, it was just like, those were...
Here's what it is. You don't like it, go somewhere else.
Exactly.
You can't do that anymore. You know, I was at a seminar. You'd be impressed with me when I was an executive director, okay? I went to a big seminar. It was a really cool thing in Appleton, okay? Maybe your people were there or whatever. And it was the whole thing. And the guy was like so blunt. He says, okay, everything you learned about keeping employees that we've all learned in this room that we grew up with, throw those away, okay? Because you're not all of a sudden, if somebody's disgruntled or whatever, you can't just give you another dollar per hour, yada, yada, yada. Forget that. That's not the way it is anymore.
No.
You know what's important these days? Kids' soccer practice, kids' whatever. They got this going on. You have to fill those needs to have a good employee these days.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
These are people that they're like, whoa, no, I can. And they're like, trust me, the workforce you're dealing with and the incoming workforce aren't the workforce that you grew up in.
But the thing about what you just said, John, is we're not dealing with them. We're living with them. Yeah. We're getting better with them every single day. They have to buy in. Absolutely. And they bring such fresh ideas to the table. That's what we're really engaging with them. Our culture is about caring. That's really that friendliness.
Exactly.
But getting them involved, they want to have meaning in their work.
Yeah.
They want to make a difference in our communities, and giving them access to things that they might not have is really what we're all about.
Awesome. There's a couple things that I just, again, I'm relating to my kids, but they're, that pet insurance is just to offer, whether you have a pet or not, like that's compassion for, because today, I mean, these pets are, they're not outside on a chain in some doghouse, man. They are
part of the family. That's
exactly right. 100%.
And by, we have this,
expensive too.
Well, I was just going to say, we have this family pack that I tell my kids, and you don't tell grandma how much you spend on your dog. She would have a fit about that. But they're expensive, but they're part of the family.
We implemented, my first year there, we implemented dog days of summer where our employees can bring their dogs to work. And we let our members bring the dogs in too.
Yeah.
Find me another financial that does that.
That's awesome.
We were one of the first to do that because COVID created this dog, pet friendly.
Yeah, they're reliant on them for part of their
right. But then, they had to come to work and leave their dogs at home. And that's numerous
veterans that come in here, and sometimes they'll bring their. I mean, that's a very very important part of their life.
Family. We have that in my house.
How much did it cost you to get Milton's haircut?
Enough.
How much? $100.
A little more.
Wow.
110.
Yeah.
110.
Wow. How much is your haircut, John?
Wow.
And then we got to tip them too. You know, it's just like a beauty parlor.
Absolutely.
And the other thing is that I just want to say one other thing on that.
I go to Sport Clips, I'll be honest with you.
You have to make appointments. Like, it's not easy to get in.
Absolutely.
And you want the same
6 weeks ahead
person.
Groom your dog.
You want the same person. Yeah. Anyway, hey, I want to talk about the other thing that employees, that kids, I don't call them kids, they're not kids. What are 30-year-olds called? Is that
millennials? Or is that gone?
You don't categorize them.
We try not to categorize.
Okay. The only reason I ask that is in my previous job, we had 1,000 employees, and the age range was from, we had interns, working in the parks department, and we had some people that were, 60, 62, kind of hanging around longer than maybe they should have. But I had a guy come in, and a consultant on how to talk to these, same message, different groups, how to talk to millennials, how to talk to the greatest generation. Anyway.
Was that a subtle dig at me?
No.
Well, you guys in their 60s hanging around a little longer than they should. Todd, did you detect that?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean that, John.
A little bit?
Yeah, no, I don't know.
Could you do...
I'm sensitive today.
Okay, wait. I'm listening to him.
I'm sorry.
But I want to talk to you a little bit more about how important it is to give back. That is really important.
Oh my gosh, absolutely. You know, giving employees an opportunity to volunteer, to get involved. We have network resource groups. Over 125 of our employees are part of these groups, and they're just out there giving back in different ways. They do donation drives. They're just, it's a different approach to a holistic life. They just are not one-dimensional.
They don't just punch a time card.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, my daughter's 28, and she helps me to see the world through different eyes. And that's what we need to do.
Which are kind of better eyes than we saw the world through. I just want to say that. Absolutely. I wish I would have done more like my. I wish it'd be more like my kids. I work at a homeless shelter. We have a community meal program, and at 20 years, we serve a meal 150 people a night. And it was all church groups. You know what it is now? It's Orkin. Absolutely. It's Nicolet Bank. It's McDonald's Warehouse. That the businesses are coming, which is good for us. I mean, we can all work together. But I'm just really impressed when they call and say, look, we want some. It's a little bit team building, but our employees want us to get involved. And do you have something for us?
Are you kidding me? Quick text here. I'm a member of Capital. I bring my dog inside. Thank you, Capital Letters, for offering this.
That's awesome. Yeah, giving them opportunities to give back. You know, we have 84% of our workforce volunteered last year.
Wow.
And we don't require it. We don't give them time off to do it. They do it on their own time. Wow. There are certainly opportunities that we have collectively if we're supporting something, but they're raising their hands all the
time. That's cool.
So you, that, I just think this is great what you're doing. You're a great example for a lot of businesses.
We'll just reintroduce Lori Butts, President, CEO, Capital Credit Union.
And the reason we want to get you in here, you're being recognized by the best chamber in the country.
Thank you. Yeah. You know, and it's pretty cool. The Platinum Friendly Workplace Award is one we're very, very proud of. And it was funny. Somebody asked me, you know, why do you want these types of awards? And I said, because once you get an award for something like that, you have to live by it every single day.
That's where the bar is set, huh?
Exactly. Set the bar high and keep striving. And we're, you know, you talk about the chamber being one of the best in the country. We're one of the only financial institutions to receive this level of award.
That's cool.
What a great thing for recruitment and retention. I mean, you know what, you're at HR, but right?
Yeah, but it's more than that. For me, it's personal from a standpoint of I really want our 480 employees to want to come to work. Mm-hmm. They have to spend so much time there. I want them to quickly get out of bed, jump in the car, come in, do great for their coworkers, do great for the members, the community, and then go home fulfilled. And if we take care of them at work, they're going to take care of their families and be better overall.
That's awesome.
Kudos to that. Yeah. I think what people say, look, it's only 8 hours a day. It sets your tone. You come home and it's so much more than that, than an income.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, it just is. You got to love your work because then you get home. But if you have bad day, it's maybe you got to look for a different job. You know, bring it home and we want people to be happy.
We don't want Eeyore there either. You know, we don't want people who don't want to be happy.
Right.
I mean, because Eeyore. They bring down the whole
I haven't heard Eeyore
place.
In a while. No, that's sorry. Really funny.
Maybe people don't know who Eeyore is.
Everybody's talking about Blue or something now. I don't know who that is. But
okay, we got a break come up in a minute, I'll take this thought for now, and then we'll have it after the break. But I just want to talk to you because, you know, obviously you grew up in the HR era.
Yeah.
And things have changed so much.
Dramatically.
And I want to talk because we have Jim and I both know people who have owned businesses that had to close because they couldn't get good employees.
Oh, sure.
They just couldn't get good employees and their name was on the, you know, on the sign. And it's like,
They should have called Lori Butts.
We want to talk about that a little bit more, okay?
Okay.
What you need to, and for people that are looking for, even like our young intern here with their little goatee or whatever that is, you know, what they need to know when they talk to somebody like you or your HR person, because the world has changed.
Yeah.
I love this. Lori Butts, President, CEO, Capital Credit Union, Platinum Award from the Chamber of Commerce. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hey, welcome back. Mine with the Mayor here on a good-looking Wednesday morning. 34 in Green Bay, 36 in Appleton, 34 in Oshkosh. Getting up to 42 degrees today with a little bit of rain. Lori Butts, President, CEO, Capital Credit Union. An amazing award. Platinum certified. They got the top employee-friendly workplace award from the Chamber of Commerce of the Fox Valley. And I'll tell you what, that Chamber of Commerce, they don't mess around, group.
They don't. They are high, high quality.
They take it serious.
They are. They take it serious. And their mission is true. I mean, it's not... Everybody know about us. I mean, they really want to help businesses, and they do a lot. Actually, free membership for those of us who just started business and didn't have any money, and you still want to be networked and connected and have some of the resources. And doesn't surprise me that you came out of HR. You know, and that, you know,
it surprises some people that I'm a CEO that came out of HR.
That surprises. I didn't say that.
I think that's a very good, you know, trail to do. I think that's awesome.
I don't think there's a. I think that's a little unique to get the CEO out of HR. None of us come out of finance and marketing. But anyway, I congratulations to you. And you've taken that to the highest level you can by receiving this Platinum Award. Tell me a little bit more about do you feel like you deserve this award? I'm sure you do, right?
Well, I think our our team deserves the award because.
So tell me about the team atmosphere there.
Well, we have so many people who are just so committed to having a good work experience for everyone. And, you know, it's every leader. We do engagement surveys every year, and then we do comp and benefit surveys as well. But the engagement surveys, our latest engagement survey was 85% engagement. Actually, I think it's 86% engagement.
That's awesome.
93% of the people participated in it. Yeah, and their management rating, they rated their management. So this across, we have about 75 leaders in informal leader roles. I think everybody's a leader of their own life. But leadership roles, they rated them 84% effective.
Wow. That's,
so everyone is working hard to make that experience.
And then they
best.
Develop a pride from that, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. They want to be a part of it. You talk about attracting new hires or retaining.
Right.
We have 15% turnover, which is unheard of in a financial.
What are some of the things? Like before we went to the break, I asked that. It's like it's a different world now than when we were both starting out trying to find a job or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And our parents and whomever. What have you, and I love the fact that you started in the trenches a little bit with the HR type thing, okay?
Yeah.
What have you seen over the years with the quality, or no, I shouldn't say quality, just what are people bringing to the table when they come in, they apply for a job, and you go through HR or whatever, you do the interviews. What are some of the things you're seeing now that are important versus when you went for your first job type of thing? And this nervous girl from Bayport High School, and you're going to apply at this. You know what I mean? How has the world changed in those ways?
You know, I think in some ways it hasn't changed. People are still, they want a career. They want to advance. They want development opportunities. They want to grow. And they want to make friends at work. That might be a little bit different. I think I never really thought about that. Yes, the paycheck matters for sure, but their voice matters. They want to be heard. They want to be seen. That wasn't a part of previous employment.
It was get a job, get a paycheck, and show up for work. And yeah,
right. Show up, do your job, go home. That is not at all the experience we want our employees to have. Or and certainly I think the majority of people don't want that.
One follow up question with this: what advice would you give? Like our intern here, somebody graduated from college, want to start a career, doing whatever. What advice would you give them when they walk through the door?
I think the biggest thing is do whatever you're going to do or whatever you're going to get hired for. Do the best you possibly can at it. Because if the rest
that's still
will
old
come,
school, and we'll go with that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it is, but sometimes And I know I've personally even experienced this where if I'm focused on the future and the future roles, I might not be focused on the current role.
Okay.
Just do good.
And you're right. And, you know, Ryan was a student of mine, but I mean, it's like, you know, don't focus on money, focus on what you're doing and the money will come.
Right.
And it does. And
it does.
It just really does. But I think that's great advice to focus on what you're doing. But I think it's okay for an employee to ask the questions about what do you do for the community. You know,
absolutely.
It's usually what are the benefits? What are we going to make?
Yes.
What days off? Yeah, and I think that's, of course, that's important. But to dig a little bit deeper, and it's that weighs very heavy on these young kids. I mean, I can, you know,
one of the most common questions that we get is describe your culture for me. And it's because they want to know.
They ask you guys that?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. That's awesome.
Absolutely. Because they want to know, will they feel like they belong there? Will they be cared for? Will their voice be considered? Will they have flexibility? You talk about, can they balance? You know, and it's not only kids. There was always this idea of, if somebody has kids, you have to let them go to their games or whatever. But it's not just that. It's They have a workout routine that they want to be committed to. They have a spousal relationship or a partner relationship they want to be committed to.
And if I could just go back to the seminar I was at, it was this guy who was, you know, mid-50s, late-50s, whatever, and he was telling these CEOs, listen, people, it's a different world out there with these people coming in versus what you grew up in and whatever. You need to change if you want people, it's quality people, you need to do
in
that.
In so many ways, it's a better world. We can, you know, I use a phrase, be kind and love one another. When all else fails, be kind and love one another.
That is our mantra every day we walk into the studio.
Yeah. Oh, God.
It's the first time I can tell, right? You totally deserve this award. Do you think there are a lot of companies like yours? Do you think we got a long ways to go? Do you think we're getting there?
Are you leading the way with this kind of an attitude?
Where do you see the, I only use the word culture again, but of Northeast Wisconsin?
I think we're in good company from a standpoint. There are some other companies in the community. You know, Ron Dunford does an amazing job at mm-hmm. Trevor. You know, U.S. Venture has been awarded this. And I could list a number of others, festival. But the key is it has to be intentional. Culture is fragile. Culture is not about one person. I want to be able to leave a legacy at Capital that when I'm retired and, you know, doing whatever the next chapter is, that this is sustainable. And that's the key. So often, somebody comes in, they try a couple things, and then it goes away.
I think you're awesome. Going to do that. You're in pretty good shape.
Congratulations.
Over this is awesome. I'm happy for you. I'm so glad you came on our show.
Yeah.
This is really important to the community.
Truly having fun. It's definitely that's a fun place to work.
Well, you know our mantra is we love one another.
There
workers.
You go.
Congratulations, Lori Buss, President CEO, Capital Credit Union. Platinum certified employee friendly workplace. Phenomenal. Congratulations. Back with
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The mother of an inmate at Green Bay Correctional Facility who was murdered while in custody has filed a federal civil rights lawsuit against prison officials. The lawsuit filed by the mother of Micah Laureano claims willful and deliberate indifference to her son's safety. Jackson Vogel, Laureano's cellmate, allegedly killed Laureano because of his race and sexual preference. 9 Green Bay area breweries have come together to brew a beer to match the excitement of the NFL Draft 2025 coming to Green Bay in April. The 8th round downtown pale ale will be available in the Draft City Music Fest and at local tap rooms. Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
Really encouraging people to visit, you know, all kinds of different amenities within the community, all the tap rooms, you know, restaurants and bars and you know, things from the Children's Museum to Baby Bay Beach, you know, having a couple of rides open. We really want to spread the wealth and encourage people to get around the community. And what greater opportunity than to advertise, you know, what we have from a craft brewing perspective.
Draft City Music Fest is part of the multi-day Touchdown Downtown, happening throughout downtown Green Bay from April 23rd through the 26th. New Wisco fan favorite and St. Norbert College philosophy professor Ben Chan appears in the Jeopardy! Second Annual Invitational Tournament today. Chan and 26 others are competing for $150,000 in grand prize money and a chance to compete in the upcoming Jeopardy!'s Masters Tournament. Last year, Chan finished first runner-up in the Tournament of Champions. A watch party is planned at Zambaldi Beer in Alloway at 6 o'clock this evening. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Ready. While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor, very special thanks. Lori Buss, President, CEO, Capital Credit Union, Platinum Certified Employee-Friendly Workplace. That is phenomenal. Just a great thing. I want to get her on again more. We've got Ben and Deanna Malcor, Moving with the Malcors. Do you have a work environment like that at your place?
With your 483 employees?
I will say one thing about the real estate world. It is the old, you know, the old saying about drinking out of a fire hose. Sometimes you're so consumed with drinking out of a fire hose that you just got to get the job
the
done.
The only time that many real estate agents gets together is when there's a bar involved.
Isn't that true?
Although I do want to say about your industry and your company especially is and we talked about how important it is in retention of employees to give back to the community. And you guys do it with your Toys for Tots.
Yeah.
You guys were just CP Telethon is coming
weekend.
Up tomorrow.
Yeah. That's right.
Saturday.
And we're going to be on Sunday.
Sunday.
Yeah, because they do Saturday, Sunday.
Do you know your number yet? Did they give you... You're on the VIP
phones. The call
phones.
Number? Yeah. Yeah. You know what? Probably sitting in my email. I got to get it out.
Because you want to kind of get it out. Email to your friends and then have them call in because then you look busy. So.
I know. Yeah, I know. Absolutely. And then Frank can't interview me.
Yeah,
right.
Oh, he will. He'll interrupt. Yeah. He'll interrupt.
Oh, trust me. I'm the person who
okay,
lives that
I'm,
phone
I'm going to say something, though. When you watch those things and they know the camera's on... I guarantee you about 80% of the people that all of a sudden pick up the phone, there's nobody there.
I guarantee.
Is that
right.
True or false?
I guarantee. Yeah.
They're not there.
It is.
Only if
the camera's on.
Yes, right there. Yes.
But if you do get on the camera, the question is, you know, they don't really ask you where you went to high school. They ask you how the donations are going.
Yep.
So you really want to rattle off, you know, $100 from so-and-so and... So either bring the list in, because Frank's going to want to, he's going to hound you guys.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
absolutely.
And here's the thing, too. They do these great, and I think, you know, companies sponsor them, but they do these, like, 3-minute match up to a certain, and then the phones go crazy, because then your donation is that much larger.
So John Syndergaard was on here, who's obviously the CEO at CP, and then Bill Jarts, who is one of the hosts as well. But I said, John, because I kind of cheated a little bit when I was on there, people would call after, and I would change the time so we get the match.
Yeah.
He says, everybody does that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah. You know, a lot of times when you're coming through and you're still writing that one, they're like, they'll grab it.
You admit being dishonest for a telethon.
For a good cause.
Within a 2 minutes, 3 minutes, it's
come on.
The guy gives $100, let's make it 200. So back the time up a little.
I know.
I've only called in one time, and I'll never forget this. I was probably 10 years old. And Willie Davis was up at the Home Body Market.
Cool.
That was so I called in. I said, I got a pledge. Can I speak to Mr. Davis? He goes, "Hi, this is Willie Davis." I'm like, I was like, I
couldn't
just got goosebumps.
You know,
I just I couldn't talk. It's like, "Mr. Davis, yeah, how you doing, son?" I go, I'm donating $3 because I've come to three of your Packer games, and I want to donate $1 for each game. "Oh, that's fantastic, son. You football player? Well, I hope to be. Well, you work hard, son." And it's like, I hung up the phone. It's like, oh, my God.
Yeah,
I just talked to God.
Yeah.
You forget sometimes how these people, when they, you know, deal with celebrities and everything. I'll never forget that as long as I live. I was like shaking getting off the phone with Willie Davis.
And you can call them Alcor's known.
That's
right.
I know. I'm putting you down for more than $3.
I'll give you for every Packer game I've gone to.
Now in your life,
now it's going to be about 1,000.
Yeah.
And I know you've worked the phones before there, but it is kind of important to work it now. Send up the emails and you have that. This is my number. If you call in, you know, your sisters, your brothers, you
can
work the family pretty close.
Exactly.
But anyway, that's a great thing. And back to what Johnny talked about initially was, you know, this credit union got the a platinum award, and that just doesn't happen. And even in a smaller business, that employee retention is and you guys
do
that.
It's the lifeblood.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's one of those things that it's so important, and I think it's so important to employees to be out in your community. And the more that you do for your community, the more you're giving them kind of that wholesome, all rounded kind of experience working with you.
For about 2 months walking past your place, you'd think you were the Salvation Army, Marine Corps.
Yeah. That's
Toys
right.
You guys were so big into that. I thought that was really, I mean, it wasn't just a subtle little thing you guys are doing. I mean, you guys were like, "Hey, if we're going to be involved, we're all in."
Yep, that's right. You know, before we get too far, I've got your glasses. Todd gave them to me. So your readers. And I have to tell you a really funny story when Todd handed me these readers. So
he looks like a dog who just went out the bathroom on the floor.
My dad.
Well, okay, let me describe the glasses she's talking about. Okay, so we just had Lori Butts on, president, CEO, Capital Credit Union, and I admired her ring because I'm a dog. What?
Sure.
Yeah, don't. Okay, what are you going to say?
So I'm just going to say, I hid these.
10,000 pair of your glasses.
Because these glasses I have that I have to wear to see anything has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
They're pretty.
It has 20 diamonds.
Yeah, they're pretty.
I have 20 diamonds on my glasses, and I was hiding them from Lori. So where did you find these?
I found them in Todd's hands, but I don't know where he found them. But I will tell you, my dad, also Italian, wore women's sunglasses forever.
This has got to be an Italian thing. It's high fashion.
I got women's glasses with 20 fake diamonds on.
Did he shop at Dollar Tree, too?
I don't think so.
And the used bread store? The day-old bread store? Or only use a half a cup of sugar when they made Kool-Aid?
Yeah, well, that's good. That's good.
I'm glad
you... So you heard that story, right? I described the whole with the dog treat.
No.
You don't know about this?
No.
I just, before you get to that, though, it's the used bread store. It's day old.
Or day old. Used bread. I'm off on everything today. We're talking about the Putschkes, and I said that was on Holy Wednesday.
Yeah. Okay.
Is it Holy Wednesday?
It's Ash Wednesday.
Yes. Was there a little note on each loaf of bread that tells you what it was used for?
What it was used for prior?
This was a bologna sandwich. Oh, yeah. This was peanut butter and jelly.
Oh, that was so exciting going to that store, man. Get those Hostess Twinkies.
No, they are.
Remember those things? Yeah. And they're like 10 cents because they're 2 days old or whatever.
They'll last for 20 years, but they would discount after 2 days.
I loved that place.
Yeah.
By the way, I just want to say one thing fashion-wise.
Yeah.
I love that bell bottoms are back.
I think these are more wide.
They're wider even than
you know. What you have to be a certain height to really pull off a bell bottom really well. But yeah, I do too.
Yeah,
I'm over the tight.
That was my era, boy. Bell bottoms. Oh, the bigger the bell bottoms, the better.
Yeah.
And it's cool that they're coming back.
Yeah. Yep. Now they kind of have the wide leg version. You know, where it's all the way down.
Yeah,
so.
It's that Kendrick Lamar from the Super Bowl. He's the one who catapulted this. Yeah.
You know, I tell you that is true. Hairstyles. And I was in that industry for a while when Friends.
Do you want to know how he made his millions?
Who, Kendrick?
No, him.
Oh. Jim?
This is a true story. You want to know how he made his millions? Because you know how they say, develop something that's simple that everybody will use, right?
Yeah. It's called a commodity.
What did you invent? Which I can't believe. Go ahead. What did you invent?
Just barber neck strips that went around your neck when you got your hair cut.
Oh, yeah.
And then,
oh, sure.
The wrap it when your curly hair wanted to go straight and you put those gels on, there was really nothing to wrap around your hair. And we made the wrap it. We were purchased by another company and they still have it. You go into these. Yeah, that was good. Those were good products for us.
Yeah.
And then we had a lot of ancillary things too, you know, end wraps and all that other stuff, cotton coil and cotton balls. But we built our business around those two products and it worked. But anyway, John, what was your point on embarrassing me?
$100 million to sell that company
for.
My barber was Vito Bertuzzi up in Nagani.
He had a roll of toilet paper on his shelf.
And he had rolled that around and used a piece of like masking tape or something. Yes. And that was it.
No wet strength, no stretch. No. We had all that for pretty much the same price as Vinny paid for whatever that roll of toilet paper. So Vito, whatever. Vito. Anyway. So how's real estate?
How's the real estate business?
You know what? It's really picking up.
Good.
You know, we're really starting to see.
Well, it's spring too. I mean, you want to get out and see things.
Yep. Things are getting warmer.
We're getting more buyers. We're getting more offers in. So, you know, you're really starting to see things kind of liven up here a little bit, which is exciting.
Yeah.
Great. I have noticed, and for the first time in a couple of years, I'm kicking the tires around, finding a fixer-upper, yada, yada. And I've noticed that some have been on the market and they've dropped their prices a little bit. People are being a little bit more discriminating, possibly, with the price points. Can you describe that?
Yeah. Well, yeah, they are. I mean, these are people who they've probably been looking for a while.
Right.
And so they're very educated.
Exactly.
And if, you know, they've done all their legwork or they're, you know, God willing, they're working with a realtor. They know when something's overpriced and when something's priced correctly.
Buyers are smart. They've done a lot of research. They've been in a lot of homes at this point.
And they have so much more access to learn.
Yeah,
right?
they do. I mean, excuse me. You know, obviously you want your house to have, you know, curb appeal, but, you know, definitely the way that your screen appeal, your pictures, they're kind of the new curb appeal because that's how people are seeing your house for the first time.
We talked about this off air and having been in real estate and having been the guy that used to take pictures for a real estate company.
Yeah.
I'm shocked at how, I shouldn't say unprofessional, just how you're trying to sell a place and then this person's trying to sell their place. Tell them to pick up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pick up your garbage.
Yeah.
It's
hard. You see these pictures with like dirty clothes? I mean, Jim, when you were in real estate, would you have ever been allowed to do that with some of these companies?
You gotta,
what?
Yeah.
Stage it properly.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the other thing that I think is cool, though, and it's changed a little bit now. Now people go look at houses, but through COVID, the videos are always good. Nice to see. Yeah. It's like, honey, do you like this or not? Is this something we could live with? If not, let's just move on.
The technology has just gone
crazy.
Why
waste your time, right? Yeah. People are so busy today, and I just, but you guys, even if it's not your listing, you have access to everything.
Everything.
I think that's true that and MLS is.
There are no bad pictures on your listings.
That's right.
None. No. And I'm not blowing smoke at you guys. No. Yes, look at all your stuff. There are no bad pictures with your listings.
And because we do professional photos, no matter what the price point is.
Right.
So, you know, for us, that their home, it doesn't matter whether it's a $100,000 home or a $1 million home. It's their home. Mm-hmm. It's what they can afford. That $1 million home is the same home to that $100,000 buyer.
Point.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So every home deserves to have the top-notch, you know, treatment to it.
Yeah. I don't know where I saw this, but somebody said when I was a kid, $1 million home, and he'd put something like the Beverly Hillbillies home, you know?
Yeah.
And he goes, $1 million today, it's like this ranch home.
Yeah. I know.
A little nicer than that, but it's not like what we grew
it's
up.
It's not far off, though.
Yeah.
And there was just an article.
Some of those price points are shocking a little bit.
Shocking. Yeah.
There was just an article in the paper not that long ago that we're having a lot more $1 million homes. Well, I just think, I try to explain this to people, it's still the same shingles. It's just everything's the same. It's just the market that drove it up. And so anyway, that's just the way it is, which is good for realtors if you're on commission.
We're with Ben and Deanna Malcor. Moving with the Malcors. We're talking real estate. Back right after this.
Father wears his Sunday best. Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a night to keep, he can't hang around.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here. Had some great guests. Lori Butts, President and CEO of Capital Credit Union, doing phenomenal things with her organization and two people that are doing phenomenal things in the world of real estate. Ben and Deanna Malcor joining us, moving with the Malcors. Well, let's just talk about it. This time of year is when things, you know, people have been sitting around idly. And I almost hate to say this because it sounds like whatever. But I almost feel like where we live up here, things change after the Packers season's over. We're not concentrating on that. We're like, now we're doing other real stuff.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And isn't this like the time for real estate to kick off?
Yeah. You know, it really is. I mean, we definitely are seeing within the last couple of weeks kind of a new, fresh kind of busyness to the market.
Yep.
So it's getting fun. This is the time of year that is a lot of fun.
Right. Right.
Yeah, keeps us
definitely
busy.
So what's going on in your world?
You know, we want to talk a little bit about what to look for because buyers are getting active again. So we just kind of want to give a quick little rundown of what to look for, some kind of red flag items.
Yeah.
But then Ben's got a listing coming up, I think, next week.
Yeah.
On Dousman.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you about it.
Yeah. Please
it'd be a great place for you.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Cute place. I think it's just been almost all refurbished. It's it's going to be cute.
That's a nice neighborhood too.
It
and
is.
I'm the guy that looks at the neighborhood before. I mean, I love houses, you know, but boy, neighborhoods can really make or break.
Yeah.
Some people spend a lot of money. It's like, ooh.
Yeah.
But Dousman, that's a good neighborhood.
It's a good neighborhood.
They kept
good
up the homes over there.
Yep.
Yeah. And a lot of people have been there for a little while.
Yeah.
they have, you know, and that's what I love about some of those old neighborhoods is that there's a fair number of older people who live in that neighborhood.
Right.
Always take care of things.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, the grass is impeccable.
Right.
Everything.
We used to.
Sidewalks.
They had a neighborhood watch before there were neighborhood watches.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, they just take care of each other.
Please don't get started on sidewalks. He'll go off for 20 minutes on sidewalks.
They have sidewalks on Dousman.
They do.
I love a good sidewalk.
So do I.
You know, because that's how you get out, you walk, you've got your, you know, kids, your dogs.
This is his mantra.
It's their time. It's okay. Okay.
We were in Oshkosh last summer, and we get out of our car and we start walking. Oh my God, these are fantastic. This is what I wanted in Green Bay. I'm like, what? What are you talking? These sidewalks. I said, we got sidewalks in Green Bay. Not this wide. We need wider sidewalks in Green Bay. Todd, am I lying?
He's busy.
Yeah.
All right, you could be like Cosmo Kramer and do the adopt a sidewalk.
Yes.
And then just expand it right out.
Exactly. Create that would be lane. Him with sidewalks.
Yeah.
But that is a big part of your community.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It gets I think people I'm going out. In and out.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if I'm moving.
Well, what are you doing?
Tell us about this. Tell us about this house on Dousman.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a ranch, a brick home.
Love it.
Got three bedrooms, one bathroom. Everything's been repainted. Flooring's been redone.
Perfect.
You know, new furnace. Water heater isn't that old. They put in a new gas fireplace.
Wow.
Just... very, very well maintained.
That's awesome.
Kind very of mid well twos, right?
Yeah, yeah. Looking in mid twos.
Yeah, and I think it's gonna hit next Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
You'll have 50 people wanting that house.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a cute one.
Yeah.
And it'll, we're gonna stage it, of course. We're gonna do the Matterport, the pictures.
Is there anything you'd ask for better than a nice ranch brick three bedroom?
My gosh.
Yeah.
Everybody would want
so marketable.
I mean, yeah. And everyone can live in it. That's the thing about a ranch home is everyone can live in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are ranch homes like the only thing that people are building? I mean, if you get a lot of money, you build a big whatever, but I mean ranches are like timeless.
Yeah.
They are.
Somebody's going to get old. They don't want to go upstairs. Somebody's going to have kids. They don't want to go upstairs.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just something about the old ranch houses that have just sustained, haven't they?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, they're something that they're always one of the top things that buyers are looking for, because you're spot on is when you've got young kids, you're automatically all on the same floor, you know, because that can be an issue where the bedrooms are, you know, somebody who's older and not quite as mobile. Again, everything's on the same floor for them, especially now you see all the laundries, you know, on the first floor, on the main floor. So
nobody wants to go into a basement and do laundry anymore.
No.
Isn't that something?
Heaven forbid.
Yeah. But when you were at Jim's house for his party, did you guys go up to that fourth floor?
Yeah.
We did.
We did.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, it was all set up for the concert.
But there's, you could make a house too. I mean, you buy a house, it's not, that's not the way it has to be either.
Yep.
You know, I think that's important that you can, you know, cost money, but if you buy a house, it's like, I love the location. I love the neighborhood. I love the sidewalks.
Right.
But you can get in there and do things a little bit different.
Oh,
maybe if you prefer an open concept that this cut up, there's things that you can do. I mean, can't be a supporting wall, but there's things that you can do too. And I think what I like about both of you is you have vision. This is the house. This is within your price range. This is the neighborhood you've been looking for, good schools. But that's not exactly what we want. Yeah, well, you know, that can happen.
Well, it's shocking what a coat of paint and new light fixtures can do.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, an entirely different look.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something else? Okay, so we had that one lot in Two Rivers we were thinking about building, okay?
Sure.
Then we gave it the prices. Oh. I mean, it went from like a $350,000 house to $600,000 within a couple of months.
Yeah, just the building, the square foot building.
Yeah. I mean, it was like, oh. So we felt really bad. And then, okay, now this is going to sound weird, okay? So we went and looked. They built a spec home that hasn't been sold yet on that lot, okay?
Yeah.
The neighbor has the ugliest colored doors ever seen. Like when you pull up into that's the first thing you've seen is this hideous, weird blue color on his doors.
His wife loves it, so careful.
No, she hated it. No, but and so it's one of those things where it's like, we're okay not buying that place and building just because of those
doors
we'd have to look at every day.
Yeah. I know. It's funny how some of those things, it's kind of like they always say, like, it's usually better to buy a house across from the castle so you can look at it, but not in that case.
Exactly. It was the most hideous colors of these doors that I've never seen before. And it's like, I don't want every day of my life to wake up and look at that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. My last two houses.
It's self-care.
But my last two houses, I've looked at a park. And I don't want to look at anybody's house. I don't care if it's a mansion. I'd be jealous. You know,
all right. We're at that. Ben and Dan, how can they get a hold of you?
920-495-7653. Call or text.
You guys are awesome.
Thanks, everybody.
Great having you here. Let us know when the Dousman one hits the market.
Will do.
Back at us.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.